This is Warrior Sound Live.
Here comes Curry. Step back off the dribble three. Are you kidding me?
Here's Lawrence Scott.
Thank you. This Warrior Sound flashback to Monday, June 12th of 2017, taking us back to Game 5 of the 2017 NBA Finals. The Warriors capturing the title in the Bay Area, taking down the Cavs 4-1 as we listen back to our Warrior Sound recap from that night, where we hear from head coach Steve Kerr and Finals MVP Kevin Durant. 2017 NBA champions. The Warriors capture the title at home, taking down the Cavs in Game 5.
This is what it's about. Winning. Champions. Winning.
Winning.
Winning. We sacrifice for the greater good.
Yes, sir.
That's a champion.
It's about
right
winning.
Here. That's a champion.
Winning.
Right.
Nothing better than winning.
Winning a championship is so hard. And when you do it, you just, you know, you get 9 months of all this work that, and you can finally let loose. And so, I wouldn't compare it to 2 years ago because it was equally as exciting back then. But it's just, there's nothing like it, no feeling like it.
They call us a super team, but there's been a lot of super teams that hasn't worked. And we came together and we continue to just believe in each other and we sacrificed and we champs now.
And we want to thank you for joining us for all of our stories throughout the season, the playoffs, and the NBA Finals. I'm Lawrence Scott and this is Warrior Sound.
This now, the highlights from the postgame ceremony as we listen into the ABC television broadcast at the conclusion of the 2017 NBA Finals.
And now to the Golden State Warriors. A few thank yous. Steve Kerr, incredible to see you out here. Coach Brown. To their GM, Bob Myers, Jerry West, and to Joe Lacob and Peter Guber. Congratulations, guys. You are the NBA champions.
Steve Kerr, I see you. Come on. Nice try, my friend. How about a hand for him, folks? Steve, we have seen other NBA franchises add great talent and it not necessarily result in a championship. So how did this group add such an incredible talent and blend Kevin Durant in seamlessly and somehow yet still let him be his own brilliant self?
Well, we had very little talent, actually. It was mostly coaching.
Yeah, okay.
No, I want to say this. I've got the best job in the world. These guys are so gifted and so committed to each other and so unselfish. And I love the players, love the coaches, and Bob Myers has been such a great friend to me these last couple of years. Peter and Joe, amazing organization. And I want to say a special thank you to Mike Brown and my whole coaching staff for keeping the ship sailing smoothly when I was out. So fun to be part of this.
It has not been easy. This is a group that had to navigate a Game 7 loss in the final few minutes here. You had to incorporate Kevin Durant of this championship. I mean, you won 7 as a player or a coach. Why is this group so special?
Well, it's a combination of talent and commitment to each other and the unselfish nature of all of them. Did you say that I had to fit Kevin Durant in?
Yeah.
It really wasn't that hard, but thanks.
Congratulations. For the presentation of the 2017 Bill Russell Most Valuable Player Award for the NBA Finals, please welcome back NBA Commissioner Adam Silver.
In his 10th year in the league, he's been a perennial All-Star. He's been the league MVP, but he's never been the Finals MVP. Your Bill Russell 2017 Finals MVP, Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
on your basketball resume when you arrived here, already read multi-time scoring champion, NBA MVP, but now it will read NBA champion and finals MVP. Why are those things important to you?
It's a team sport, you know, and you want to achieve the highest honor in the team sport, which is winning a championship. And to do it with these guys is amazing. And in front of these fans, man, you guys were great tonight. We needed it. We're champs now. I appreciate it.
You took your share of criticism, but you said win or lose, you had made the right decision. What have you found with this particular group of guys here in Golden State?
Well, it's just a great group of guys, great community, great arena, great fans. I'm just so happy to be a part of it, man. I can't wait to celebrate with my teammates in the locker room.
You talk about your mom and the influence she's had. We'll give you one final opportunity to maybe express some sentiments to her here.
We did it. I told you when I was 8 years old, we did it. Yeah.
Congratulations. Steph, you told us in the last couple of days that you had heard the chatter, that some of the criticisms that you faced in your prior finals appearances definitely made you a little defensive. How did you take all of that and falling short as a unit last year to become better equipped to win this championship?
I mean, we learn from everything we've been through, and you know, our perspective, being blessed to play on the stage 3 years in a row, it's all God. It's for these fans, it's for our organization, our families, to be back here, bring old Larry back home. I'm just excited to be a part of this group and accomplish something special and want to do it again. That's it.
You guys ready for that?
What you say?
I'm asking the fans if they're ready for that. Tonight, it's interesting, Andre Iguodala, there were periods in this playoffs where he was not 100%, but in a closeout game, Steve Kerr turned to him once again. Can you describe what he gave you tonight?
He's the ultimate professional, the ultimate veteran that understands, you know, every moment he's out there, he can spark us. And you don't know how it's going to happen. So tonight playing defense, knocking down big shots, hustle plays. It's the beauty of our team because everybody does it. We do it by committee. And he embodies that. He's embodied that since he's been here, the sacrifice he's made. And I can't wait to beat him on the golf course soon, too, baby.
Congratulations, Steph. Klay Thompson. Congratulations on your second title in 3 years. I don't know how a guy switches amongst Kyrie Irving, LeBron James, and Kevin Love and somehow makes that look easy or absorbs the nights where it isn't easy. So how do you do it, Klay?
Well, I got the best team behind me, so it's easy to pressure a man and play defense when you got these guys behind you blocking shots and helping you. And just effort and pride.
You know, when Kevin Durant was added, you said there would be no adjustment, that your game would remain the same, but you did have to find a way to be more efficient in less touches. And so how were you able to do that?
Oh, it's no adjustment when you get a guy like Kevin Durant. I mean, look at it. We went 16-1, you know? That's what he does for our team, and along with the other guys we picked up, and just a collective effort. So it wasn't much of an adjustment, and it's easy to adjust when you're winning. And that's what it's all about.
Titles make it worth it. Congratulations. Draymond Green. So, rightly or wrongly, you said last year's failures were in some measure your responsibility. So how did you take the passion that is so integral to the success of this team and get it where it needed to be to win a second one?
You know, you learn from your mistakes, and obviously, you know, we had a letdown last year. I had a letdown last year. But like I told everybody before, if Kevin Durant was the consolation prize to lose, thanks for that loss, and we champs this year.
How does redemption feel?
It's amazing. You know, we talked about the entire year, let's get back what we deserve. We want to be champions again. So, you know, I feel great, and I'm ready to go pop some champagne.
I'll let you get to it. Congratulations, Draymond. Your 2017 NBA champion, Golden State Warriors.
And we leave you with some of the game highlights as heard on the Warriors Radio Network as the Warriors captured the 2017 NBA championship. Thank you for joining us.
Draymond missed two. Zaza, offensive rebound. Looks and finds Klay Thompson. Pump fake, fly by, takes a dribble, takes a three. 9-4 Warriors. Irving with the dribble, guarded by Draymond. Now on the switch, they throw to Love. Guarded by Klay. Goes for a shot, no good. Stripped and stolen. Klay's got the steal. Down the right sideline with a dribble. Klay gets a switch, picks up the dribble, finds Durant. Durant bumped by LeBron James. It's a foul. James palms to the sky, looks at Danny Crawford and says, I'm the king. Clock issue set at Curry to the far wing. Guarded by Shumpert. Exchanges with Durant. Curry left alone. 25-footer is up and good. Warriors lead by five. It's their largest lead. First triple of the night for Curry. 15-2, Warriors run. Great stand by Klay. Here comes Curry in transition. Steph off a pick. Downstairs, Andre wide open, flies in for another dunk.
He's had four dunks tonight.
Warriors back up by 10 at Cleveland once time. And the Warriors have to walk the ball up. Curry dribbles middle, gets down the lane, in between two defenders, and he scored! Between Korver and James, he slices in for the bucket.
Did they expect him to pass?
I think so. 114-104. Their starters have scored. Free throw no good. Durant saves the rebound to Curry on the far wing. What an athletic play by KD. Tumbling down the baseline, flipped it up in the left hand. Curry in the front court. Double team finds Draymond. Dribbles, lob. Andre! Two-hand slam! Iguodala's got 20. The Warriors ran that perfectly. Curry guarded by Irving. Listen to the roar here at Oracle. Curry spins, lost the ball, dribbles, ate the shoot, crossover. Takes a three in front of the cap bench. It's good. It's good. Confusion here. They're going to run the clock off. The road to redemption has brought the Warriors back home. The Golden State Warriors are the 2017 NBA champions. Final score, Golden State 129, Cleveland 120. The Warriors win the NBA Finals. 4-1 and capture the NBA title for the second time in 3 years, becoming the first team in the Bay Area to win on their home turf since 1974. And let's end the discussion right now. The Golden State Warriors have a seat at the table with the best teams of all time.
Has been Warriors Sound Live.
Right side three. Got it!